It's time to fix your home. It's time for the WHTC at Home Show, presented by Zealand Lumber and Supply and the Lighthouse Group, with your building expert, Mark Vandenbosch. Mark presents the latest in building, remodeling, everything you need for your home. You are at home on 1450 WHTC.
Welcome to the At Home Show. Your host, Mark Vandenbosch, with you back again this week, and a beautiful sunny Friday to all of you. I'm excited about today's show. You know, in the past, we've talked a lot about projects, right? And that's projects that's inclusive of new home projects as well as the renovation that are so exciting most of the time to embark on. And most of our shows focus on a particular topic where we're spending time just digging deeper, getting a little bit more granular in the certain aspects of owning a home. You know, everything from heating and cooling to roofing to decking, the outdoor living type concept, as well as the interior side of things. You know, today we're going to take a little bit of a rabbit trail, if you will, on that type of a game plan, right? So today our game plan is to spend a little bit of time on a lot, right? So today we're going to spend time, we're going to break the show up into a couple segments where we're going to talk a lot about forest products, so the framing components and what are the latest trends and why is that relevant to you. And then we're going to spend some time on the non-framing side of things, on the building products, if you will. And so we're hoping that as part of our show today, you catch a little bit of a glimpse of, you know, kind of the big picture, but also there may be an area that's maybe relevant to you right now. Maybe there's a deck project that you're working on, or maybe window replacement, or something that maybe it's a whole entire new home that you're building. So that's what we're going to do today. We've got John Colley on the show, who has been a guest before. And John, welcome to the show today.
Thanks for having me here, Mark.
So a little housekeeping here before we start. 395-1450 is our number. That's 395-1450. Feel free to call in with your comments or questions about today's topics. And I'm not going to say topic. It's going to be plural today. So we're going to have a lot of fun kind of going throughout the home. So 395-1450, you can email your questions to markv@zealandlumber.com as well. At zealandlumber.com. I almost forgot my email address. Nice. Very nice. All right. So that said, John, let's jump into it. And you know, one of the things that we talk a lot about are projects and product development, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of interesting to start with the whole forest product side of things. And how has product development had an impact on today's marketplace in the building sector?
You know, I kind of sometimes think that the market itself has sort of dictated some of the changes in the marketplace, and that would be not as many old growth trees. So smaller trees have kind of presented some challenges for some of the mills to develop different products like LSL studs and OSB and some of those things that weren't on the market years ago. And then I also think some of the things in the market like energy codes and fire codes have prompted more uses for products that have had a lot of the mills changing the way that they go to market with things.
You know, so the mills have had to adapt, mm-hmm. right? Now, they've also had to adapt because they're trying to solve a problem for the consumer, right?
Exactly.
And so
let's
bring that home. I caught your terminology LSL, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'm sure that a lot of our listeners' eyes just glossed over. And so let's talk about LSL. No, that's great. I think that's a great place for us to start. Talk about specifically what LSL studs and tall wall are, and then let the audience know, you know, why did this product come to market? What problem is it solving? And maybe it's something that they can use on a project upcoming, or you know, maybe they have a friend or family that's doing a project in the near future that LSL studs may be a good fit for them.
Mm-hmm. And LSL is just laminated striated lumber, and instead of it being just little wood chips like OSB is, it's longer strands that are glued and pressed together to make dimensionally stable lumber that is basically, it's more dimensionally stable than traditional lumber, and you can use it in different applications like wall framing, where you want a taller wall and you want it to maintain how straight it is. There's tall wall applications where you have a really, really tall wall and you want to maintain a nice straight wall on it. And then beam-wise, they're a substitute for, you know, other types of laminated beams where they use bigger pieces of lumber because of the way it's pressed and glued together.
So an inherent characteristic of an LSL stud, I guess that's what our consumers would want to call it, LSL stud, would be its straightness, right?
That's correct.
Now, you talked about it being a great fit if you're building a taller wall.
Mm-hmm.
What about in the area of the kitchen, right, where you maybe want to just, you're super sensitive to having a straight wall. Talk about how that's a great solution in that area of the home.
Well, it's not a very expensive product to add in a kitchen where you want a nice straight wall when you're putting your cabinets against that wall, and you just don't want them to have to be shimmed at all. You want those to be perfectly straight. It allows for everything to go together more, you know, easily.
Yeah, so it's a great solution. It's a manufactured product, and LP is one of the manufacturers. We've had LP on our show before. I'm sure you can find out more information about LSL studs at the LP website. I believe that's lpcorp.com. That's lpcorp.com. Great product and something that's innovative and hasn't been on the market for very long.
No. And, you know, the nice thing is you typically don't need a whole lot of them in a kitchen. It might be, you know, 10 to 20 studs.
They're a little bit more expensive than your traditional 2x4, but they do bring a great value in a renovation or when you're building a new home. We're going to continue talking about forest product development as well as building product development. We're going to do that after the break. Stay with us on the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. Welcome back to the At Home Show. Your host, Mark Vandenbosch, with you alongside John Colley today. And for those of you who are just joining us, we're taking a little bit of a look at a lot of different building products. You know, that's one of the things that we've talked about a lot on the show in the past is just the diversity of product in the industry and how the industry has changed and looks completely different than it did even as recent as 5 to 10 years ago. And it's exciting to be part of an industry that, although we've taken some lumps over the last, you know, 7 or 8 years, it's definitely coming back, and we're excited to see what the future holds. We've talked a little bit about LSL studs in our segment before, and that's lpcorp.com. If you have more, you know, questions about that product, you're also free to call Zeal and Lumber and Supply for further information. But a great fit and a great solution for renovation or new home construction, especially where you have a new kitchen being put in or you have taller walls as part of the anatomy of the home. Let's talk a little bit more about forest products before we move into the building product side of things, John. And one of the products that's new in the marketplace, and it's heavily used on the East Coast, and that's a product called Zip System. Right, and Huber is the manufacturer. That's H-U-B-E-R for those of you writing these things down at home. But talk a little bit about Zip System and how that is changing some of the construction in America today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, Zip System solves a lot of problems. It was kind of brought in for the energy code, so it's got some elements of that have made it a good product to use. And plus, it also has a surface on it that replaces the use of house wrap as well. So it kind of encompasses a lot of things that are going on and wraps it up into one panel that's basically a panel of foam, OSB, and a house wrap all sandwiched together that makes installation, cuts down, you know, a few different steps in the installation process and actually meets the energy code that comes up. So it's a great alternative, a great new product for a market that's developing and meeting the challenges of everything in the industry.
You know, it's interesting because it's a product that can be used on the wall of a home as well as the roof of the home.
and it eliminates steps in the building process and provides a great alternative to just your traditional OSB and then the succeeding layers that go on, you know, on the sidewall specifically, house wrap, but mm-hmm. then on the roof, it can eliminate having to then add the felt mm-hmm. underlayment before you put on the shingles or the steel. Great. What other products are, what are you seeing, kind of to wrap up the forest product side of our discussion today, John, that is relevant to our listeners?
Well, you know, things that are common, it really depends on, a lot of it is code issues, but if the fire codes kind of come through, there's a lot of proprietary coatings on top of items like I-joist to make it flame-proof, basically. Or I think the way the code reads, Ohio's already adopted it, but it has to be a solid member. So I'm seeing some engineered wood come on the market that's typically, you know, the exact same as standard dimensional lumber, but it's put together with joints and glued and planed to achieve a lot longer lengths, you know, and that's kind of in the works as well.
Right. A lot of changes mm-hmm. happening, and, you know, some of the product that we've talked about here on the show so far may or may not be a fit for you. I think our message today is there's a lot of product development that's in the industry, and we want to share that information with our listeners. 395-1450 is our phone number if you have questions or comments on our topics today. Let's move into the building product side of things, mm-hmm. John, and I'd like to start really on the side of outdoor living, right? Mm-hmm. And I want to touch briefly, we've talked about it a lot in the past, but on the decking side of things.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk briefly about the traditional treated decking, right?
Okay.
And then we'll move into some composite side, which I'll take that side of the conversation. But could you talk a little bit about the treated side and how that's evolved, even from, 5 to 7 years ago when the treated product that was out there was CCA, which was arsenic, which created a lot of weeping and gnashing of teeth, I think, in the with homeowners across America, right?
Yeah, yeah. Back in I think it was 2003, the treated wood industry voluntarily withdrew CCA treated from the marketplace because of the arsenic issue. And what came onto the market was a whole bunch of chemicals that kind of changed the industry as far as what fasteners to use because these new chemicals were more corrosive. In the course of the years after that, they really, you know, they're on second and third generation chemicals, so they're not quite as corrosive, they say, as corrosive as CCA. But really the technology now that seems to be kind of taking the market is taking copper and grinding it so small that it becomes a nanoparticle and then injecting it into the wood with a water-type solution. So there's no real, you know, harm. It's kid-friendly, you know, safe material to work with, and it is holding up, you know, just well. It's a relatively inexpensive process to do. So kind of a micronized copper type treatment is really sort of taking over a lot of the industry. And then some of the things that are changing is some species treat better than others. We were buying a lot of ponderosa pine to bring it back to the exterior products, but for decking, and yellow pine seems to take that chemical better. So mills weren't selling as much ponderosa pine. They're typically starting to produce it to what they get the better return on, which was 2x6, and letting it kind of go to the wayside. So kind of what we're seeing is more yellow pine decking, more micronized, kid-friendly, kid-safe, better grades, bigger trees. It's been a pretty good product.
And along with the yellow pine, and again, I want to make sure that this is something that our listeners, there's some relevance to, and what can they take away from this discussion. But is there anything with yellow pine that says, hey, this has got these characteristics, and mm-hmm. this is why it's important for the homeowner today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's the one thing about yellow pine is it, if you leave it in the sun, it can warp and twist a little bit more than some of the other species, but I guess when you put it down, it seems to dry a little faster, and you should you should get the chemical on it or a preservative on it a little quicker. And the nice thing about that is they just say the test they use is called a drip test. You just drip, put a couple drips of water on it. If it soaks in, then it's ready for treatment.
Right. And that's a great point in terms of managing expectations about the performance of a product in the home, right? The other side of the decking category really is the composite side.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's, you know, go back to managing expectations. When composite decking came into the marketplace, the whole idea was having a product that had no maintenance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the decking industry learned a lot over the first 5 to 7 years of this composite being in this category,
mm-hmm.
right? They've done some really cool things recently. We're going to talk about that after the break and more. Stay with us here on the At Home Show 1450 WHTC. And you're back for the final segment here on the At Home Show. Your host, Mark Vandenbosch, flying alongside John Colley today. And we're talking about a lot of things in the building industry. We're focusing really on products and the projects that the homeowner and consumer are embarking on here in 2014. And we spent the first part of our show talking about forest products and some of the advances in that segment of the industry, some of the engineered developments that are going on and how that's making projects even more exciting and I would say enhancing projects in the marketplace. Then we spent a little bit of time talking about decking. And just before the break, I had mentioned how composite decking came on the scene 10 to 15 years ago with this whole thought that this is a no-maintenance product, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
they learned a lot of lessons. And you know, it's interesting, and I think it's important to share with the consumers, you know, the first 5 to 7 years of that part of the business for the composite decking, it exploded. There was literally 60 to 70 manufacturers of decking that came onto the scene because it was a relatively low cost to enter
mm-hmm.
that part of the business. And through that all, I got to tell you, over the last 5 to 6 years, most of those companies are gone.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're left with a select few that really have learned the lessons, but now are producing a product that's really exciting. And we're seeing a lot of momentum even at Zeeland Lumber and Supply on decking and,
mm-hmm.
and people that are putting a new deck on, people that are renovating their existing deck. And Trex is a product that we've focused on here recently, and what a phenomenal product. They have what's called a shell technology where they basically integrate the core of the deck with a shell that can provide several different colors. So you can get up to 10 to 15 different colors of decking. And the other important thing to note, I think the part of it that as a listener, and maybe you can take away from this, is it has become less scratch resistant than mm-hmm. the first generation of decking, as well as, you know, it's stain resistant as well. You know, you might spill something on the deck and in the past you're seeing that the effects of that spill even a year later. Well, the product now is, again, stain resistant. So just another area to think about when you're doing projects and this whole idea of product development.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'd like to challenge you a little bit on that too is, you know, can you keep all the colors in stock, you know, when you've got 20 different colors on it? So typically there's a little bit of a lead time to get it.
Yeah, you know, and that's one of the things that we have done is we've recognized that, but we've also invested in having several colors in stock because we want to have flexibility for the consumer. And so that's a Trex product, and it's something that if you want more information about Trex, Trex.com is the place to get it.
Yeah, another, you know, I guess that kind of ties in with some of the other products that we work with as well. And you really oversee the windows and doors, exterior doors, and, you know, they have a lot more different options that are available as well.
Right, really the entire inventory and product offering is something that I get into. And obviously those who have listened to the show for the past few years know that, you know, all of these products really are important to us. It's not like we're just a one-trick pony, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, that's the thing that consumers are looking for. And that's really the core of our show today, is talking about all the products that are offered. Now, let's touch briefly on windows and exterior doors. I was meeting with the president of Therma-True Company. They're a door manufacturer, Therma-True. You can look that up on the website as well. But meeting with him this week, and we were just talking about the changes in the industry. And one of the things that they're seeing is this the momentum of having pre-finished doors. Okay? And so we talked a little bit about that, and there's two different channels that goes into. That goes into new construction as well as renovation. And although there is a place for it, I think, in new construction, the idea that most of the pre-finished doors are being actually put in a renovation-type scenario, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're a homeowner that's looking to replace a front door, maybe you're looking to replace, you know, several of your doors, maybe a side door into the garage, there is the ability to have that pre-finished, either stained or painted, from the factory. And so you get a factory-controlled finish on the product, and we're seeing a lot of momentum in that area.
Yeah, I can imagine, because if anybody's ever actually painted a door, it's not a lot of fun.
I think I might have a door that I put on 10 years ago. It's still not done. But I know that probably does exist. So the other thing that's happening is, as products are developing and as manufacturers, they're continually looking at research, and they're continually developing product, right?
Trying
and it's
to solve
again
a problem.
Exactly, to solve a problem. Anderson has come out with a product, the folding door, right? And so this is a product that doesn't fit everybody's need, but in essence, picture an accordion type door, right? So you might be in a setting where you're overlooking Lake Michigan, or you're in a setting where you're overlooking a lake, and you want to take away any constraints on the viewing mm-hmm. portion of things. Well, Anderson's folding door is a great solution to it. You know, you see a product like that actually downtown Holland at New Holland Brewery, mm-hmm. where in the summer they can open up the door and walk right out without having the rails on the side. So just another product that's being brought to the market. That's a pretty neat thing. So, you know, John, it's been a great show. There's a lot more to talk about in terms of building products, and we're going to continue to give you that information over the coming weeks of the summer. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a safe and happy weekend.
Thanks for joining us for the WHTC at Home Show, presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply and the Lighthouse Group on 1450 WHTC. If you'd like to hear today's show again, go to our website for the podcast. Just log on to WHTC.com and join us next week for the At Home Show on 1450 WHTC.